This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it's story time with Joey Harrington, who is, I believe, on his way back from the second best golf location for the week.
Number two.
You see what I did there?
I see.
You know, the Masters is probably one. But he's at, will you abandon Dunes? Is that the rumor?
I may or may not have been. I can neither confirm nor deny my location. I was on secret assignment.
Wow. Did you play Sheep Ranch?
I did. We were on a scouting mission, a ops assignment for the Battle at Bandon, the Safeway Foundation Battle at Bandon this summer. We're shifting to the Sheep Ranch for our first round, and we haven't played there for the tournament, so we had to, you know, get a few details in order.
So was this a one and done? You just drove down, played, and came home?
Drove down yesterday, had the meetings, finished the meetings, and I was like, well, we might as well go play shorties. So we did some recon on shorties for a potential horse race, and then, had some dinner, woke up, played golf, hopped in the car.
Is that the greatest meeting location of all time? I mean, I think you should schedule all your meetings down there.
I've been trying to get Odyssey to schedule our story times down there.
Yeah.
However, it's a cost thing, apparently, you know.
No way.
Yeah.
Sheep Ranch is lovely.
I don't know.
Sheep Ranch is lovely. I got I was fortunate enough they let the media come down and play it like a week before it opened. And it just everything they do down there is just unbelievable.
Well, you know, the beauty of Sheep Ranch is that it's amongst all the other courses, it's the easiest.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. I mean, they
you don't need to get kicked in the teeth at every turn.
They needed a course that, you know, if especially if the wind's down, it's you know, it's a gettable course.
Well,
it's
no bunkers, you
nice,
know.
Easy. Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's not that easy. I just mean it's easier than the others, and that's good. They needed that in the portfolio. And by the way, let me say this, Joey. I don't think you needed to go have your meetings down there. That could have easily been a Zoom.
It's a bold statement.
I think you need to keep your little precious mouth shut before I come up there and close it for you. I think you are in the words of one of my favorite people. You are yucking my yum right now, right? And so I don't appreciate where you're going with this.
You got to stop on the way through. I keep meaning to do it. I want to play that bar run outside of Roseburg. Everyone's saying that needs to be. That, have you played it?
It flooded.
Oh.
Closed. 10 feet underwater.
Whoa.
No way.
Yep. I was talking to the great Joe Bentham, one of the two best caddies out at Bandon this morning, and he said 10 feet underwater. Dunsies.
Oh, wow.
Dunsies like Duns?
For how long, Dunsies?
Like for the year, Dunsies.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, oh my God.
Completely ruined.
No way. So that probably means it's going to keep happening, right? Every winter?
Well, you know, it's I'm not going to we're going into a very different sidebar here. Let's get back to the important thing, which is golf.
Well, listen, that's breaking news. I mean, that's everybody's been talking about bull
it's
like, run.
Yeah, it's been bar run.
Bar run. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, bar run. But that's that hurts.
Yeah. We can talk about the new because the Bandon guy is opening one up in Westport, Washington. He's trying to create Bandon up on the Washington coast.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
I think right now it's just like Westport. Mm. I think it's like Westport Links Project or whatever. But yeah, they're working with the city government up there to take. He wants to try to build a mini little Bandon up in Westport, Washington, up there on the peninsula.
How about that?
Fair enough.
Mike Kaiser.
Well, if I can drive to it, then we might have to have meetings there.
Yeah.
Well, I think it would be a lot closer than Bandon. I mean,
how far is that?
I think it's like 2.5 hours.
Ooh, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing another thing in Colorado outside of the Denver airport. Did you know that?
Yeah, this guy's all over the map.
Rodeo Dunes.
Yeah. Rodeo Dunes, yeah.
Yeah. And they have the land to do two more courses on the south end of town in Bandon.
Turns out
directly across the street from Crossing.
More courses?
Turns out when you build like the best golf resort in the country, people want you to do more of them.
God, it's amazing.
That's generally how it works. Over, how do we even get onto this subject? What are we talking about today? What's the soup du jour?
We're going to talk about football probably, but wait, what did you shoot? What's the over-under? 78. Over-under 78.
So are you taking the over or the under?
I'll take the under.
Soup?
No, I like the under as well. I got confidence in you.
Yeah. Faith.
Fair enough. Let's see. I birdied 3. I bogeyed 4. I doubled 8. I doubled 10. Birdied 12.
Yes.
No, check that. 13. 13, the par 5. And then I finished 15, 16, 17, bogey, 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 and then three-putted 18 for par after getting home in 2 on what's the shortest par 5 and shot 77.
Ah, yes!
See?
Yes!
The faith is rewarded.
God.
There you go.
What a stud.
Could have been a 74, 75, though. We had it going.
Yeah.
Let me ask this. Has there ever been a golf round where someone doesn't tell you their score and then finish it up with, could have been?
Did I lose you?
No.
No, we got you.
Oh, okay, good. Fair enough.
Yeah.
We're talking utter nonsense right now. Nobody really cares about what I shot on the golf course today. What kind of hard-hitting action are we going to dive into today?
So on hole 9, that's that part. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. A couple football things. We're going to go draft on you. But first, Oregon, are you hearing that Novosad looks pretty good down there and could push Dante, Dante Moore for the starting job?
Ooh, interesting. Ask me if I care.
What?
We've talked about this before. I do. It's spring football.
There you go.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Like, fans
until it's
care.
Like the last weekend in August, and we are strapping your pots on and stepping out onto the field at odds. And like, I don't care. I don't deal in rumors. I don't wade into that rumorsville of this guy looks good and what about this guy? Like, who you could slip in the bathroom next week and it's all for nothing, right?
Yeah.
You know, I wait until you show me who's on the field and then I make my judgment.
Well, plus in today's day and age, no one's coming out and tipping their hand after spring ball with the transfer portal. I would make the argument that spring practice has become a very tenuous spot for coaches when it comes to depth charts. You just, you know, I mean, guys leave on a whim. And so if there's any sort of quarterback competition, I'm guessing coaches play their cards so close to their vest at this point.
Oh, so what you're saying potentially is that this information that you're hearing, this so-called scoop, may have been leaked by the coaching staff.
Bingo.
In an effort to create the story that there is actually a competition between the two to make sure that the other one, we're assuming it's Novosad, sticks around for fall. Is that what you're saying?
I just think that there is a massive incentive for coaching staffs right now to have everyone believe that it is an open competition at every position. It just, that's just the world we're living in right now. Because you very rarely do you go through a season with one guy. Chances are both are going to play. You're going to need your backup at some point. And if it is at all close, I mean, sometimes you go in and you know, like your senior year, it's like we didn't have a quarterback controversy. You knew you were the guy. But when you don't have a confirmed starter, I just think you have to do everything in your power as a coach, including, yes, maybe telling reporters or letting it leak that, you know, hey, the guy that is, you know, that's probably the backup is looking good. Why wouldn't you use every tool you have to keep that kid thinking, I need to stick around and play this out?
I like your style. I like it.
All right, so
plant the fake story. Even the guy who just threw three picks during spring practice. You know what? He's looking pretty good.
Yeah. Dude, I would.
I think it's going to be kind of tight.
Dude, I would 100. If I was a coach, man, that would be my MO the entire time. At every position, whoever I thought was the backup, I would talk that kid up nonstop to anyone that would be, oh, no. I've heard this guy looks great. No, it's the other guy. Trust me. I don't know what you're talking about. This other guy here, that's the guy you need to keep an eye on.
All right. In our next segment, we're going to see if we can find something Joey wants to talk about. Perhaps he has Masters picks.
Tough task.
For us. I don't know. Find out next with Joey Harrington on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're back with Joey Harrington. Looking ahead to the NFL draft, Joey. Shedeur Sanders.
Okay.
Jackson. Well, you saw a lot of these guys up close. Sanders wasn't in your crew, right? Because you were...
Nope.
Yeah, he was in the other...
I was in the periphery in his orbit, but not working directly with him.
Yeah. So Shedeur Sanders, what does Joey think of his potential in the NFL?
I think that it is potentially spectacular and potentially catastrophic.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it's... here's the thing, though. Okay, let's talk about the actual production. Throws a great deep ball. Absolutely. Great touch. If we're going to start nitpicking, like people this last week or two about nitpicking the pat, right? He pats the ball before he throws. Okay, well, what does that do? It gives an extra quarter of a second to the DP to let him know the ball's coming out.
And
guys can do that. Guys can do it. But they're either going to have, like, a rocket for an arm, which, you know, I'm thinking Elway patted the ball, Marino patted the ball, Brady for a while patted the ball. The first two had rockets for an arm, right? Or the other side is you need to be unbelievably accurate, which Tom turned into. Right, so he developed into that. Now, the thing that it kind of drives me crazy a little bit in that people are trying to nitpick, what are they calling him, cocky, or they're calling him, you know, I hear people talking about his attitude. Well, if you go to any quarterback in the NFL and ask them if they're, you know, the best in the world or one of the best in the world at what they do, you have to be cocky. You got to be arrogant. You have to be a little bit of an arrogant prick to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. That's just the reality of it. Now, what I think, at least for me personally, makes me hesitate a little bit, and maybe this is just me being the old guy yelling at the clouds. For me, there's a difference between being arrogant and being caught up in the lifestyle, right? So how many guys did you see come through the locker room as sixth, seventh round picks who thought they had made it, or frankly, you know, first or second round picks who thought they had made it and now start enjoying the lifestyle? And they enjoy the lifestyle to the point where it actually becomes a detriment to their career because they're not as focused on their craft, right? They've made it, they've arrived. I have a hard time with Shadur's celebration of holding up that, you know, $100,000, $200,000, however much it costs, right? You know, he would celebrate after the game by putting on this expensive watch and holding it up for everybody. Now, great, you celebrate, you do you, but what that puts in the back of my mind is like, well, maybe is this really about football? Which I don't know him from, you know, from anybody else. But that's the only thing that I could potentially find as a knock, right? The talent is there. The production is there. The pedigree is there. But at this point, you start, if you're going to be spending millions of dollars on a 22-year-old kid, you better start learning every little thing about him and what makes him tick. And so, that's the only thing that I could kind of potentially think would be implosion would be as he is more interested in the lifestyle of the NFL than actually being a dominant NFL player.
Trent Dilfer always said that. He goes, the scariest thing is people that like what football does for them and not what they can do for football. And that was always his mantra.
Right. And not to say, again, like, I've never spent any extended time with him. But if I'm looking at it from the outside, it's not that, you know, arrogance, cockiness, whatever. You better be cocky if you're going to be an NFL quarterback. It's like, it's that one thing that just kind of like, why are you putting on a, you know, six-figure watch and then showing it to everybody at the end of games? Like, what's the point behind that? What's going on in your mind to make you think that that's the right thing to do? Now, maybe you're just being, you know, maybe you're just a kid and you're being immature and, you know, so be it. You live and you move on. But, you know, every little thing he does is going to be scrutinized.
Well, it's a valid point because you reach a certain level where everyone is talented, and that level is the NFL. And the best way to put it, like, you have to be able, it is such a grind to be in that league, and the time and effort that gets put into it, that if you don't love it, and if you aren't, either you don't have a deep passion for the game, or you aren't just competitive to where you want to rip someone's heart out, eventually the preparation and the grind and the injury rehab and all of that stuff, even if you skate by just, you know, 5 to 10% at each one of those things, it eventually catches up with you because the other guys are doing that. And I think that's the fear, is do you love it enough to put in the insane sort of time and effort it takes to truly be great, or are you happy just being decent, having a watch, having a name, having a brand? Because those are the guys that don't last very long in the league or reach a plateau and they never get any better.
Yeah. And again, just to completely emphasize, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know him. I don't know him to make a personal judgment. But from the outside looking in,
yes,
and listening to what the criticism, I don't think the current criticism is focused in the right way, where they're talking about his attitude. I think, like I said, you better have an attitude. You better have some arrogance. I think it's more just like what's the focus? Yeah. What football can do for you? Or are you looking for what you can do in the game of football?
Do you think they can find that out before anyone drafts him, or is that something that it's just going to have to, we won't know until he's in the league?
I think you don't know until you're in the league, and that can change.
Yeah.
Right? You can get to the league as, you know, as a superstar and feel like you've arrived, and you can get to the league as a cocky kid, get kicked in the teeth and realize, ooh, I need to do a little bit more and you know, downshift and make yourself a hell of a career. Like, I don't think it's not a yes or no black or white answer. I think that you look for a kid who is going to have a good foundational base, which he does in being Deion's kid and understanding how football works. He's an incredibly talented player. He seems to have the desire to go play, and you make a judgment based on that.
Yeah, because is there any way to prepare? I mean, I'm not asking you to go into great detail, but when you get drafted and you get to the city, is there any way to prepare a 20 or 21 year old young man for the fame, the women, the parties, the opportunities, the doors that all of a sudden open and everyone wants to be your friend? I'm guessing from an emotional, physical, just time standpoint, there is just a million things pulling you in different directions.
And you know what, to that point, so I would say there's two things. No, there's nothing you can do to prepare for that. I remember I was literally talking about this yesterday. I remember the moment that they handed me that check, handed you your signing bonus, and it's like, oh my God, your life has just instantaneously changed. And on the flip side, if there's going to be anybody who is prepared for that, or who has already dealt with that, or has had that as part of their life, it's going to be Shadur, right? It's going to be the kid who's lived in that world. It's going to be the kid who has grown up with a dad who has, you know, was the epitome of that. I mean, who else is going to be more prepared to deal with that than Shadur Sanders?
What do you think permeates a team more? Is it the mentality of the head coach, or is it the command of the huddle by the quarterback? The context here, we were talking last night, a friend and I were talking about Brady v. Belichick, and as that compares to Harbaugh v.
Herbert.
Harbaugh v. Lamar Jackson.
Oh.
And maybe the one difference, they're all good, they're all great, all four of those guys, but the one difference maybe being Brady in the huddle. I don't know. That's why I asked that question, just for some context.
Well, I guess the question I would ask back to answer that is, what happens when you take Brady away from Belichick? And what happens when you take Lamar away from Harbaugh? I mean, I don't know that I would put Lamar and Harbaugh in that same category.
I know, that's kind of what I'm getting at.
I think the Brady Belichick thing is so unique. At the end of the day, I think it's the quarterback. The quarterback is the one who's pulling the trigger. The quarterback is the one who determines the success on the field. Okay. The coach sets the tone. The coach lays the ground rules, but it's the quarterback who controls that team.
Okay.
It's got to be. I mean, obviously, it's a symbiotic. No, it's a complementary relationship.
Well, yeah. I mean, we've talked many times about how all the greats
have two,
have each other. That, you know, Bill Walsh had Joe Montana. Joe Montana had Bill Walsh. Bill Belichick, Tom Brady. It's, you know, and it's the Harbaugh Lamar thing is really interesting because they both are Hall of Famers, but are they in that Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes category? If you had Andy Reid as coach in Baltimore, have the Ravens won more Super Bowls? You know, I don't know. I just think they're an interesting Baltimore.
I'm going to throw this back to you and say Andy Reid had Donovan McNabb in Philadelphia. Andy Reid was not Andy Reid until Patrick Mahomes got paired up with him.
I agree, but what if Patrick Mahomes didn't have Andy Reid? Is he Patrick Mahomes that we see?
No, he's not.
Right. So they need each other.
They do, but I think that the coach needs the quarterback more than the quarterback needs the coach.
Okay, that's what I was getting. Okay, so the coach needs the quarterback more than the quarterback needs the coach. I would agree with that.
Because, I mean, Steve Mariucci wins the, you know, goes to the NFC Championship, is a perennial playoff team with Jeff Garcia and the San Francisco 49ers, and comes to Detroit and he's got some schmuck who can't even take him to the playoffs. Like, I think there's too many examples of that where it is, at the end of the day, it's the quarterback who does it. The quarterback has to have the drive. The quarterback has to have the guts, the focus, the command, all of it. But needs a coach who is going to put him into a situation that complements what he does best.
Yeah. All right. You got any hot Masters picks? Great leaderboard shaping up for the weekend.
Unbelievable leaderboard.
All the big boys.
My Masters pool is absolutely toasted.
Already?
Done.
Wow.
Yeah, done.
Who'd you have?
We had an elite tier, right? You had to pick one from each tier. You know, elite, tier one, tier two, tier three, and then a long shot. My long shot, I think, is in last place. I was like, should I pick Freddie Couples? It's like, nah, he's not going to make the cut. Of course, Freddie's, like, killing it. Although I haven't seen, been driving, so I haven't seen what's happened at the end of the day. But Højgaard was my long shot. He's, like, 47 over today. I do still have Lowry. Lowry's in the mix. I've got Scottie Scheffler, obviously. But it's all the other guys. I'm struggling. Where's Keegan Bradley? I haven't seen Keegan. He's on my list.
He's right on the cut line.
Yeah, I was going to say he's right around plus two, right?
Yeah, plus two.
Maverick McNeely? Where's Maverick
plus
McNeely?
One. Even par.
Okay. I'm still in the mix. Zalatoris?
No, he's going to miss it.
Yeah, he's going to miss it.
Yeah,
I had him. I had a little action on Zalatoris that didn't go well either.
I had John Rahm. Rahm's not, where's he sitting right now?
He made the cut.
He made it, but
barely.
Yeah. It's okay. He's been all over the map.
Big weekend action. Yeah, I need some big weekend action if I'm gonna show up here.
Yeah. Well, the good news is Nick Dunlap, who shot 18 over yesterday, is 4 under today.
I know, right?
God.
How do you
shut up?
No.
Not kidding.
No.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
He really shot. I saw that. I was like, there's got to be some sort of. He actually went out and he shot 90.
Yes, he shot 90 and he did not three putt.
The entire time.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. He had six pars and five double bogeys on his round, but he did not three putt one hole.
I've done that.
Wow.
It's a nice little day for him today.
Antithesis, yeah, the opposite of me. I was three over, and then I three putted the last four holes. So you know what? Maybe he and I should have a little chat. Mm.
Go to the long putter. Go to the Bernard Longer putter.
That's cheating.
Dude, did you see he hit himself in the face with it today? Like,
yeah.
He missed a putt and got all angry and clipped himself and knocked his hat off with his putter.
All right.
Did you see the producer. The Mercedes that they gave him.
Oh, yeah. Customers. Dude, thing is ridiculous. The Augusta S-Class.
Yeah.
Producer's being
Not
a jerk.
Bad.
We got to go.
Yeah, Buckley's being a real pill.
Safe travels.
Yeah, maybe we'll have something real to talk about next time.
All right, yeah, we'll see. Have a good one.
All right.
There he goes.
You happy now, Buckley?
Yeah, Buck.
Killed the vibe.
Yeah.
Mods PDX, the future of building is here. The club is next on The Fan.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.